How are you? Thank you for calling me back. I'm so excited that we are connecting.
Absolutely. Jill, the sweetheart.
Yeah, she told me the waiting list is a little crazy, but you might have something that's opened up, so...
Here's what I said. If we could do it this Friday, I'm leaving for Australia right after that, so I have a very short window. If we could make this happen in the city, then I think we can make this happen.
I'll move whatever I have around. I will make Friday work.
Okay.
I'll see you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
That is cray.
I'm so excited.
So who do you want to connect to?
I mean, obviously my dad. For me, it's not like, is my dad okay? And is he looking over me? Like, no, I know all of that. Like, yeah, I know that. It's just like a chance to have another conversation with my dad kind of thing.
There's a lot that I've been going through, like emotionally and mentally, that I really think I'll find comfort in connecting with my dad again.
Do you know he's gonna freak out?
Who?
Chris.
He doesn't know what it's like to have someone really close to him pass away. I think if anything, it puts like more of a separation and makes me not want to talk to him about it because I can't relate
to
him.
It's personal.
It's so
personal.
He doesn't
even need to know details or anything about it, really.
It makes me not want to tell him details. I think, you know, he feels really strongly about it and I'm glad he has this feeling so I won't rub it in his face.
Yeah.
You wanted to get in touch with someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I was like a huge fan of his TV show that he had, Crossing Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
And that's how I became like aware of him. And I wasn't sure if I ever believed in that.
Yeah.
And my sister Courtney was kind of skeptical and didn't really believe in that. And so I really wanted her to sit in the meeting with me.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really expecting, you know, because they always say don't expect someone to come through.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you always do. You can't help it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I really wanted to just, I wanted her there in case he had a story or something of like a family member that I might have not connected to, but I wouldn't know who he was talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Courtney sat there with me and it was such an amazing experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He just
was
said
it,
a lot of
was it your
things.
Dad?
Yeah. My dad came through. My grandfather.
Oh, fantastic.
But he was saying things that just no one would know, things that, because, you know, especially he always says he hates doing readings on celebrities because there's so much out there
right.
that he could easily
research.
Yeah. And that, you know, he said things like, your dad knows you got the tie. Like his tie, and the week before, Courtney had given me one of my dad's ties.
Oh, wow.
That I never told anyone about.
Goosebumps.
And he would wear ties all the time. Little things like that he was saying.
Yeah.
And it just was like,
really
okay,
comforting.
I know this is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.